Welcome to Mindful Movement with Naya, a podcast about all things mind-body connection. I'm Naya Kalmels, nationally certified Pilates teacher, yoga teacher, integrative movement specialist, and owner of Mindful Movement. This podcast is meant to educate, elevate, and inspire anyone interested in feeling and moving better. I'm so glad that you're here. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to Mindful Movement with Naya. I'm Naya Kalmels, and in today's episode, we are going to talk about the Pilates principle of flow. Just to backtrack a little bit, I've done other episodes about other Pilates principles, but I'd like to go over each of them briefly before we jump into the principle of flow. So if you aren't already aware, there are two different Pilates camps, I would say. There is classical Pilates and contemporary Pilates. So I will begin with the six principles of classical Pilates, which are breathing, concentration, centering, control, precision, and flow. And if you're interested in any of those other principles that I just mentioned, I do have other episodes that discuss each of those in length. Now we get to contemporary Pilates. So it has expanded on the six classical Pilates principles, and depending upon which organization or which instructors you might chat with, the principles might vary a little, generally between 8 and 10 principles. Some of those newer principles include alignment, balance, and harmony. I actually learned it as 8 Pilates principles, and I now follow the 9 Pilates principles as described by Balanced Body. So I'll describe those to you. The first ones go along with classical Pilates principles: breathing, control, concentration, centering, precision, balanced muscle development. If you're interested in that, I did an episode on that with a strength coach. And then the other three are rhythm and flow. So those are kind of categorized in one principle together. And then whole body movement and relaxation. And upcoming episodes will include one on whole body movement and the other on relaxation. But for today, let's focus on flow. So according to Balanced Body, they describe flow as all movements in Pilates are done with a sense of rhythm and flow. Flow creates smooth, graceful, and functional movements. It decreases the amount of stress placed on our joints and develops movement patterns that integrate our body in a smooth, flowing whole. So I do like this example, and I think one way that you might see this characterized is through the controlled, graceful movement of a ballerina or a tango dancer. Flow is also used outside of the Pilates world. It's frequently used in vinyasa yoga practice, where the practitioner moves through a sequence of poses rather seamlessly, gracefully flowing through a series of movements. But in both of these examples or descriptions of flow, it's really described as a physical movement, and I believe that it is also a mental state. The famous tennis player Arthur Ashe describes this mind-body connection in the 1970s as being in the zone. Being in the zone and being in flow, I feel, are synonymous, and they have been described by a variety of athletes and other movers over time. Rickson Gracie, a famous mixed martial artist and Brazilian jiu-jitsu master, coaches fighters in controlling their breathing to create a deeper mind-body connection. And he actually credits his success as a fighter to his breathing techniques and his ability to control his body. According to the Rickson Gracie Jiu-Jitsu Academy, in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, flowing means to roll on autopilot, with the mind and body responding almost unconsciously as the opponent attacks. And as he says, thanks to an almost sensorial connection between you and your partner, or between you and their moves. Those who are able to capture this connection will be capable of flowing. Master Rickson Gracie says, you need to educate your reflexes, and that comes with practice. Only practice makes the difference, so you can absorb the knowledge, correct your movements, and let the technique flow. I really love his description of flow and what it takes to achieve flow. It kind of reminds me of several occasions when I've experienced flow as a salsa dancer. I've had years of practice, many different dance partners, venues, bands, DJs, but there have only been a few really special moments where everything just came together all at once. My body moved to the rhythm of the music, synced with the energy of my partner, and I felt that I truly embodied the moment. And in my experience, I don't really know exactly how it feels for others. My other senses kind of faded away. My distance vision was actually slightly foggy. It kind of felt like there was a spotlight on me magnifying the experience. My attention was completely drawn to what I was doing, and I was focused, but I didn't really have to think about how I was doing it. It was more like being a third-party observer to the experience. So I really love how Gracie describes flow as being on autopilot, because that's exactly how it feels to me. Not tuned out autopilot, but deeply tuned in autopilot or flow. So bringing that back to Pilates, when you commit to practicing the classical Pilates principles of breathing, concentration, centering, control, and precision, eventually you may achieve flow. These moments of flow have been some of the highlights of my life. So I get super excited about the prospect of any of my students or fellow teachers experiencing it. It's really profound. John Howard Steele describes flow in his book, Caged Lion, which is a tribute to Joseph Pilates and his legacy. And in the book, Steele says, these breathtaking moments show us what the human body can do with training, focus, and the proper mental state. And I think that that is at least in part what Joseph Pilates had hoped to share with the world. He described his system as the complete coordination of mind, body, and soul. And to me, that is the essence of flow. So this is why the way that you show up, your mindset, your headspace for your practice or your training is so vital to your success as a student and practitioner of movement. Whether you're doing Pilates to enhance an athletic performance or rehab an injury, if you're just going through the exercises without any mental connection to them, you're likely still going to get some benefit. But just like if you show up and make a half-hearted effort at a yoga class or swim practice or a track workout, you'll get benefit, but it's not going to be the best it can be. Something is better than nothing, and you've got to start from where you are. However, if you're not creating or deepening a mind-body connection, if you're not really focused and integrating the practice into the core of you, you're missing the potential to experience flow. And I think Joseph Pilates would agree that if you're distracted and you're just going through the movements, even if they're challenging and you feel like you're working, you're probably not doing Pilates. You're just exercising, and it's still good for you, but I hope that you get to the point where you can actually do Pilates. If there's one takeaway from this episode, I truly hope that it's the importance of practicing the mind-body connection, because that is such an important piece. It is the foundation of this practice. It's something that we talk a lot about. It's so much harder to actually practice it. So of course, if the takeaway is practicing the mind-body connection, the next natural response might be to question how. So that's where you get to explore. What works and what clicks can be different for each unique person. And I believe that most things start with awareness. So perhaps you start bringing more awareness into your daily practices, your movement practices, maybe your sports and hobbies, and just notice where your mind goes. Where does it wander? When does it tune out? Why does it get distracted? And maybe you just start with a few minutes of focused breath work or guided meditation. And I know for some folks, that sounds like a big ask. So maybe you start to deepen that mind-body connection doing something else, like while you're doing your favorite sport. You could also practice it while you're doing your least favorite activity. I'm not a huge fan of weeding, and there are tons of them this time of year. So I actually use weeding as an opportunity to practice drawing awareness to what I'm doing. It's a pretty laborious chore. So it's a good opportunity to focus on something other than how much I dislike it. So I ask myself the questions, how can I find more ease and alignment in my body while I'm pulling weeds? And this is actually how I realized that doing malasana or yogi squat worked really well for weeding and worked wonders for my hips and lower back. I've asked myself, how can my breath support my yard work or my weeding? And I realized that when I have a really deep rooted weed, I do a lot better if I exhale as I yank it out so that my core is actually supporting my spine as I'm pulling something with force. I also pay close attention to the weeds that I'm pulling. How do they change as they grow? Do they have flowers? What do the seeds look like? Which parts of the yard have more weeds than others? Why might that be? Which species of weeds like certain soil conditions and sun conditions? Like, I could go on and on about this stuff, but the point is I'm paying attention, right? I'm practicing the art of paying attention, in this case, to the weeds, noticing the details. And there are so many more weeds that need to be pulled. I also sometimes need to tune in with what's happening in my body. Like, maybe my body is totally over being in this position and doing this job. And at first I asked myself, how can I work through this? And the answer was, I don't. I don't work through my body being in pain. I stop. So I actually practice stopping, even though it's super hard for a type A taskmaster like myself to stop doing something when I have not seen it to completion. Even something I don't like doing, like pulling weeds, I really love the sense of accomplishment to finish doing whatever I've started. So for me, I'm drawing more awareness into listening to my body, stopping even when I know there's more work to be done, and practicing self-care. So stopping because something physically hurts is actually really hard for me. It's my nature and my conditioning as a kid to be tough and push through and kind of that mind over matter mentality. So bringing more awareness to how my body feels while I'm doing a simple task like weeding is an opportunity to rewire my brain, to listen to my body, and to set healthy boundaries, even if those boundaries are just with myself. So now the menial task of pulling weeds has actually developed into new skills and habits because of mental awareness and creating a deeper mind-body connection. So I can't say that I've actually experienced any flow while weeding, maybe some type of mindfulness, not necessarily flow though, but it has helped my brain to practice paying attention and staying focused when it would otherwise wander, perseverate, or just completely check out. So as we close out this episode on flow, I leave you with one question. How might you start to develop and deepen your mind-body connection, whether it's in your Pilates practice or within other aspects of your life? Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you are able to find flow. If you experience that, whether it's in the future or you've experienced it in the past, I would love to hear about it. Please reach out anytime. And I hope that you find some of the things that I brought up in this episode to be helpful in your own journey, whether that's through the movement practice of Pilates or other movement practices. Best wishes, finding flow in your life. That wraps up this episode of Mindful Movement with Naya. If you'd like to contribute to the show, we'd appreciate your support through Buy Me a Coffee, link in show notes. If you enjoy the show, please rate, review, subscribe, and share. It takes less than a minute and it really helps us out. If you'd like more Mindful Movement resources, check out our website at nayapilates.com.